Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with another week of inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Coming up, we're going to find out how golf is being used to share the gospel.
I'm John Graham, and nobody can tell a story like Rhonda Rich. She's a nationally syndicated columnist and best-selling author, and she joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we'll talk with a missionary who, along with his wife and family, left their home state of Texas to start a new church in South Dakota.
I'm Myrna Brown. Her career started in the classroom. It's evolved into a growing ministry. Ellie Holcomb was the Dove Award New Artist of the Year.
Also today, Cuba for Christ from International Missions on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Well, if you're a golfer and you hear the name Mulligan Ministries, you know what's likely involved. So Myrna Brown is up to putt with a story on Life with Purpose Radio.
Whit Turnbow from New Vision Baptist Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, spent his entire life preparing for a career on the PGA Tour. His partying ways and devotion to golf took a toll on his marriage and his life. It was then that he surrendered his life to Jesus and followed the Lord's plan. And that led Whit to begin using golf as a tool to share the gospel. He formed Mulligan Ministries, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Whit, you were on the path for a career on the PGA Tour. How did the Lord redirect you for His purpose for your life?
You're right. I was sort of prepared. I spent tens of thousands of hours working to try to accomplish this one thing that I thought, you know, I was supposed to be doing. You know, the Lord really worked through my wife and my marriage to redirect me in my path. He's put us in a position here to use golf as a vehicle and use what I know to bring people to the Lord. And it's been just a wonderful ride for the last few years.
Would you have ever guessed that the Lord would have taken your passion for golf for His purpose?
No, by no means. It was all selfish. It was all about me and how to reach this pinnacle that I saw out in front of me. And then all of a sudden you have some success, and everywhere you go, people are patting you on the back. And that can do a number on a person. And, you know, it led me down a road that was filled with all the things that we like to fill the gaps with in our life. Sometimes for me, it was drugs and alcohol and all sorts of stuff. And so those things took a toll on my marriage. It came to that point where it was either that or find something else to do. And fortunately for me, my wife was a believer. Found it in her heart to forgive me 14 years later and two children. We're just loving life.
Wow, that's amazing to hear. And you formed Mulligan Ministries. For all the non-golfers out there, how did you come up with the name?
Everybody wants in golf to take a mulligan on occasion, which means basically if you hit a wayward shot or one you don't like, you can just take another ball and throw it down there and hit that one and play that one if you like. So it's really your do-over. The Lord spoke very clearly to me about Mulligan Ministries and using golf sort of as a vehicle to share the gospel. And so, you know, the mulligan is in golf terms a do-over, and in life it's a chance to just let the Lord give you a second chance to know Him and know His grace and know His mercy and His forgiveness. And on occasion, I have to explain myself what exactly a mulligan is.
And how are you sharing the gospel by using golf as a platform?
Well, we do it in lots of different ways. It started as a speaking engagement. It's been really interesting to see it grow. Now, last year, we sort of divulged into taking a show on the road, if you will, and so we're doing clinics, whether that's junior clinics, clinics for adults, you know, different things like that. We're having camps, 2, 3, 4, 5 day long camps. So it's a multitude of things that we're doing, and again, it's really just about me using the platform that God gave me to share the gospel, gave me a platform and ability to do things and teach a game that people are attracted to. If golf is the hook that allows me to get people, you know, in a setting where we can share the gospel with them, so I think very clearly God spoke to me and said, that's what I want you doing.
Now, when you're hosting the camps and the clinics, do you find that the golfers are open to hear about the gospel?
Yeah. You never know, you know, when you sit down or stand up in front of a group of people, sort of where they are in their walk or if there even is a walk. I was in Shelbyville, Tennessee just a few days ago doing a speaking engagement. I came off the stage and I had a gentleman come up, and I could tell something was going on because he walked up. He stuck his hand out to shake my hand. And when I shook his hand, it was like he was going to pull my arm off, and he pulled me right up next to him and he whispered in my ear and he said, thank you for saying what you did because I'm getting ready to jump. And, you know, those are the types of things that it gives me chill bumps now, just sitting here now talking about it, that you said something or your story or gave somebody a little small glimmer of hope. You know, if that gentleman went, if he gave his life to the Lord right then, and then That's what we're after. We're after preparing and changing hearts to seek the Lord. And he just uses me, I think, as a vehicle to help put the gospel in front of people so he can begin to do his work.
Well, it sounds like the Lord is using you in a powerful way. How can we get more information on Mulligan Ministries?
Well, you can go to the website, which is mulliganministries.com. Mulligan is M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, mulliganministries.com.
We've been speaking with Whit Turnbow with Mulligan Ministries. Whit, thank you so much for speaking with us today and sharing how the Lord is using your talents in golf to share Jesus.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Griffin, Public Affairs Representative of the Georgia Baptist Convention. The fight for religious liberty has come to Georgia, and here's your opportunity to get involved. Please contact your Georgia State Representative and Senator and ask them to support the religious liberty legislation that has been introduced in the Georgia General Assembly. Now, for more information, go to gabaptist.org/public affairs. That's gabaptist.org/public affairs. God bless you, and thank you for standing up for our First Amendment rights.
Thank you for listening and being a part of Life with Purpose Radio. Telling stories is a great way to communicate and win hearts. Author and columnist Rhonda Rich has stories and more with Life with Purpose Radio's John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Rhonda Rich is best known for her best-selling book, What Southern Women Know, which is now in its 33rd printing. And she also has a nationally syndicated newspaper column with an estimated weekly readership of over a million. She's appeared on dozens of television shows, including The View, Fox and Friends, CNN, and in the pages of People Magazine, USA Today, Red Book, Cosmopolitan, New York Times, Washington Post, Southern Living, and now she can finally add Life with Purpose Radio to the list. Rhonda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You know, you're known as a storyteller. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to hear your faith story. Can you tell our listeners your faith story?
Well, you know, I grew up immersed in it. My father is a bivocational, which I think that is a new term in the last 20 years. All we knew is he was spirit called, and he had a garage for the week to pay for our family.
Yeah.
And he pastored churches in the North Georgia Mountains. We come from the foothills of the Appalachians. My father and my mother, whose father, too, was a spirit called preacher in the mountains, were people of such incredible faith, and they undergirded us with that. And when I was 11 years old, and we were going on a trip to Pennsylvania to visit some family, I kept thinking, what if I have a car wreck? Daddy just, he never pressed or pushed. He let all of his children, his grandchildren, answer the call when God called.
Wow.
And he just encouraged us.
You've written several books.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
You know, different ones were my favorite for different reasons. What Southern Women Know, it was just, it launched me. It was a 4-day auction for that book. The publishers in New York bid a lot of money to get the book, and it was just an outline. And that started everything. It became a runaway bestseller. My Life in the Pits is about my years in NASCAR, and that's very special because of the lessons I learned and the people there. What Southern Women Know About Faith probably would be my personal favorite because I told so many stories of my people and their faith and my mother and how they always believed that God would come through. And they were humble people. They didn't want mansions. They didn't want a lot of money. They just wanted God to see them through and carry them through to the other side for a home eternal in heaven. And that means a lot to me. My book, The Town That Came According, is a television movie. It was a best-selling book based on an experience I had in a little town when I was on book tour. No sex, violence, or cussing in it. Made Mama proud with that. And then There's a Better Day of Coming. It's just a collection of stories from the people of the mountains who, even when times was their hardest, pushed through and held to the hand of the Lord and found a better day.
So is there a favorite story? That's probably like saying, is there a favorite child?
Yeah, I have two stories that are favorites. I love the story of being with Darrell Waldrop and his wife, Stevie, who are great friends of mine, when he won the Daytona 500 in 1989, when prayer prevailed, when he should not have won. And I also love the story that's in There's a Better Day of Coming of my aunt, my great aunt Ferry Cannon, whose son was reported to be missing in World War II a few months after the war started and then pronounced dead by the army a year later. And she stopped the funeral they were having for him and stood up and said, God promised me he'd bring my boy home, and I believe he will. And she walked out of the funeral, and he did, in fact, bring J.C. Cannon home 2 weeks, 2 months after the war ended. And so it's that kind of faith that I come from, you know, faith – that is so powerful in the face of impossibility.
God has risen you up to a platform that I'm sure as a North Georgia mountain girl you never expected. How has God used that in your life to reach others?
Well, he's just given me the platform through both of my books, and then from that sprung speaking engagements, which I never planned to do. You know, I meet people all the time who say, I'm a professional speaker. Well, I'm not. I'm a professional storyteller. And I learned from my daddy, who told great stories in the pulpit, and it compelled people to reach out. You know, storytelling, Jesus told stories. Mm-hmm. He spoke. He taught in parables. He taught in stories. And we are all, as Christians, so undergirded by the Bible's, the stories of the Bible, from Jonah to Job and into the New Testament. And I consider it a great pleasure that and privilege that God gave me a calling, and then he used this calling to reach secular and faith-filled audiences. And, you know, God doesn't call all of us to go to Africa. He calls some of us to go to Walmart. And some of us get called into different places. And I got called into an arena that gave me a larger platform, you know, that I get to tell these stories of people who have stood when times were so hard.
Well, it's a privilege to spend some time with you
Thank
today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What's your website, RhondaRich.com?
RhondaRich.com. It's Rhonda with an H, R-O-N-D-A, Rich, R-I-C-H.
All right. And you can stay in touch there. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose by our stories. And you can share that with our community and connect with us here at Life with Purpose Radio. You can friend us on Facebook.com/LWP Radio or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio, or send us email stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we look forward to read your comments, questions, and story suggestions. And by the way, if you haven't taken us up on our free book offer, right now is the time to do that. Do it today. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. You can get it free by going to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. That's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Well, more stories await, so how about it, Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. Her career started in the classroom. It's evolved into a growing ministry. Ellie Holcomb was the Dove Award New Artist of the Year, and she joins us next.
All right. Also ahead, the church planting movement in Cuba has grown tremendously, and we learn more about it on today's Missionary Moment. Before all of that, though, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of Longview to Sioux Falls.
Many of us can look back on our lives and see where God was at work, leading us to be involved in His kingdom in ways we never imagined. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a missionary who started out in Texas and ended up starting a new church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Let's listen.
I'm so happy to be on the phone today with Jonathan Land. Jonathan and his wife Shelby and their two children have moved their lives to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to start a new church called Connection Church. They're sponsored by the Moberly Baptist Church in Longview, Texas, where Pastor Glenn Stone is serving as pastor. They're also supported by the Southern Baptist Convention through the Cooperative Program and the Annie Armstrong Easter Offering for North American Missions. And Jonathan, I want to thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you guys for having us today.
Jonathan, as you know, we focus on missionaries like you and Shelby during this time of the year as a part of our North American missions emphasis in Southern Baptist churches all across the nation. And I know that our listeners would be interested to know how God has called you and Shelby to start this new church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Could you share with us about that?
You bet. That started about 11 years ago. We felt like God was calling us to plant a church. Came out of a mission opportunity to serve in a place that just completely underreached. There was not a church there. And even though churches had tried to reach out to this part of the city where we were working, we just realized that nobody, you know, in this particular area was going to get up and drive 15 minutes downtown to be part of a church with people with nothing like them. And my wife just kind of birthed the idea unknowingly, saying, hey, you know, if you're going to reach these people for Christ, we're going to have to plant a church here. And that just messed me up probably for the next decade. And so a few years ago, after we'd really prayed about when and where God would open that door, we knew that that was where God was leading us. Some things started to fall into place. We prayed about planting a church in other parts of the country and just never felt like God opened that door up until we started to connect with a friend of mine who was a church planter who was willing to bring me on as an apprentice and invest in us for a year at Connection Church in Spearfish, South Dakota, on the west side of the state. And they helped us launch into Sioux Falls a couple years ago. That was the way that God just kind of opened our hearts through a ministry and then began to open the doors to make it a present reality.
That's very exciting. It's just amazing to see God at work and how everything falls into place. And we can always see that when we look back and see how God was at work. Sometimes we wish we could see ahead of time what he's going to do.
Surely.
You know, I know God is at work there at Connection Church and doing a lot of incredible things. Could you just tell us what God is doing there in Sioux Falls?
I can kind of give you our staff. So we tentatively launched, I guess, into an elementary school. About this time last year, Easter, we launched kind of a more traditional model. And so before then, for several months, we were meeting as a Bible study in our basement and basically outgrew it, just couldn't fit in there anymore. So we moved to an elementary school that we rent every Sunday morning. We're seeing some pretty awesome things happen. We're averaging above 50 in attendance on a Sunday morning. We broke 60, finally. We've broken 60 a few times, three different times in the last 6 or 7 weeks.
Wonder.
We've got 35 people in gospel communities that meet in homes during the week. Those are our small group Bible studies where we apply the gospel to the questions of everyday life. It fit around our dinner table, let's say 15 months ago, and here it is now. It's pretty awesome.
I know that you have specific relationships that develop over time with people who are lost, people who've never heard the gospel or received the Lord as Savior. I wondered if you could tell us about an individual or a family that you've seen literally transformed by the gospel.
One of the more exciting stories for us is a couple by the name of Jazz and Brianna. Jazz was born in Bosnia, came over as a refugee when he was a young guy, and we met them at a Super Bowl party of another group of people that were coming to our Bible study. They just had a bunch of people over their house, met Jazz and Brianna. To fast forward to the end, God just has done some pretty cool stuff. Brianna is a phenomenal vocalist. She helps lead worship. I got to teach Jazz the bass guitar. He picked it up, and so they both help us lead worship. And in the last year, I got to do their wedding and share the gospel with a bunch of people at that wedding that had never heard it, I'm sure. At the same time, got to baptize them, both of them as well, in the same worship service. And so God has brought a network together there that now they're both indispensable. We could not do what we do without their help.
It's amazing how God sends people your way and transforms them into great church leaders. That's very exciting to watch. How can we pray for you and Shelby, Jonathan, and your children?
Just for where we are, because we've grown in breadth the way that we had and what we have in number, the best way to pray for us is first to pray for a worship leader. I lead worship and preach on Sunday, which I don't recommend anyone do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're really looking for a worship leader to begin to take some of those responsibilities off of me. And once God answers that prayer, we really want to invest in leadership. We need to see our leadership multiply. So we're at the number right now. It's kind of a maximum of the way we're currently doing things until we see God begin to multiply the gospel. And as we disciple people, they disciple others. So those are the ways you can pray for us. Pray for the relationships to continue to come to us and those opportunities to share the gospel to come our way. But we'd love to see a worship leader, whether it's somebody we raise up from within our church or God sends us someone from outside, and then see our multiplication of leadership.
We commit to pray with you, Jonathan and Shelby, and we pray for God's blessings upon you and your ministry and protection of your children and all of your families. You serve the Lord there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as a church planter for the North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. We love you guys, and we're praying for you, and thank you for the great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you guys for keeping it up. We're watching God answer those prayers right before our eyes every day.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Well, thank you guys for having us.
For more information on starting churches in North America, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now on Life with Purpose Radio, Myrna Brown introduces us to Christian artist Ellie Holcomb and her new CD, As Sure as the Sun.
I know that I don't bring a lot to the table, just little pieces of a broken heart. There's days I wonder if you'll still be faithful. Hold me together when I fall apart. Would you remind me now of who you are? Your life will never change if there's healing.
become one of my favorite songs. And it's not just because I like the music, although I can't stop humming it after the song is over. Joining me on Life with Purpose Radio is Ellie Holcomb. Hi, Ellie.
Hello. Great to be with you today.
Love having you on the show. And I really do love the song, The Broken Beautiful. And he can do it. Can he?
He really can. I've seen him do it time and time again.
And it's just an excellent reminder of who God is. You are a Dove Award-winning singer-songwriter. In fact, in 2014, you were named New Artist of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I kind of still can't believe that happened.
But you started in the classroom. What a transition. You know, a teacher. And now you're an award-winning, a Dove Award-winning singer-songwriter.
It's a strange deal. You know, I swore that I would never marry a musician. I also swore that I would never marry my best friend, who happened to be a guy. And I ended up getting married to him. And then he convinced me to quit my teaching job and join his band about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, you two serve together, make beautiful music together.
It has been quite an amazing ride. We're very thankful.
We can't hear her now, but I'm expecting to hear her pipe in any moment now. Emmy Lou,
that's right.
Your 2 year old.
She is our little girl. We're so thankful for her. She actually calls herself Emu because she can't quite say Emmy Lou yet.
She was supposed to be napping, but that kind of went out the window.
It's beautiful. Oh, you make us beautiful. There is good news.
The new project is As Sure as the Sun. And you wrote a lot of those songs on that album when you were pregnant with Emmy Lou.
My husband really was encouraging me. His band is in the Americana AAA world. And I was always writing for his band, and I kept accidentally writing songs about Jesus to work out my faith. And he really encouraged me right before I got pregnant with our little girl. He said, hey, you just need to write what's coming out of you. And for some reason, when he said that, it was like it lit a fire under me. I was just spending a lifetime memorizing God's word, so I'd sit in God's word and let music come out. Mm-hmm. And by the end of 9 months of carrying my little girl, I had, a new baby to hold and 45 new songs to sing.
Wow. I want to go back to something you just said. You said, I love sitting in God's word and letting music come out. I love that statement. That is one way to learn scripture and to absorb the richness of God's word through song. And you found a way to do it.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever done, to get to spend time doing that. You think back to when you're little in Sunday school and you sing all these big truths about who God is. You know, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. And I love the way that song helps us carry around truths. So it's such a joy to get to combine two things that I love so much together.
I understand that when you were a teenager, you went on a few mission trips. And as I thought about that, and I said, now you have Emmy Lou. Is that an experience, a mission trip? Is that an experience you'd like her to have one day?
Absolutely. A lot of times when we go on those trips, for me, especially when I was younger, I just thought, okay, I'm really just going to go serve the Lord. I want to love people, and I want to live my life for Him. And you definitely get the opportunity to do that and to serve. But I think more than anything, it's a service to you to get to see other people around the world who love Jesus and who know Him, and to know that His story is so much bigger than your little life. He cares deeply about each one of us, right? Like, He knows the number of hairs that are on our head. But it's also, He's this big God, and there are people following Him and who need to know about His love and His hope all over the world. So my hope is that Emmy Lou, from a really young age, would know that the world is bigger than just about her little world, and that we get to be a part of a bigger story, you know, and linking arms with God in this kingdom that's coming. A wholehearted yes to that question.
And you know what? I think there's only one thing that could be better is if you got to go with her. I had that experience with my kids. it is truly a blessing to be able to serve with your child or with your children.
Oh, I can't imagine. That sounds incredible.
Ellie Holcomb, the new project is As Sure as the Sun. Thanks so much for joining us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Absolutely. Such a joy to talk with you today, Myrna.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Cuba Baptist Missions here on Life with Purpose Radio.
The Cuban people have gone through 50 years of tough training. A training where you have gone hungry. A Cuban knows what it's like to live with a glass of sugar water and a piece of bread. If we have to ride a bicycle, we ride a bicycle. If we have to ride a horse, we ride a horse. If we have to walk, we walk.
Despite 50 years of oppression, Cuban Christians have a determined zeal to evangelize. This calling unites the various congregations to see the gospel preached where there are no churches.
They leave in the morning at practically 6 o'clock. They travel for 3 hours to their destination. They spend 7 or 8 hours on the field, then drive back 3 hours to get home. It's a very tough work day.
Through prayer, discipleship, and hard work, these evangelists see results. Recent years have seen explosive growth in the number of new believers on the island. Home churches abound, and traditional churches are filled to capacity. Coupled with newfound government freedoms, this response has prepared the Cuban church to share these methods with the rest of the world.
In the Great Commission, Christ commanded us not only go to Jerusalem, but also to the ends of the earth. And we believe it's God's time for Cuba. Not only here, but also to send missionaries to other nations. We want to win the world for Christ, and we believe that we can be a part of, and are a part of, what the Lord wants to do with the world.
Shining a light throughout the world.
For more information about international missionaries and North American missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. Today you heard about Mulligan Ministries, Rhonda Rich, Jonathan and Shelby Land, Ellie Holcomb, and Cuba Baptist Missions in Cuba. We'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.